Okay, users of the Director's Box app will know that polls are a huge feature of the app, and we're going to discuss a couple of them in this last part of this week's podcast. The first one, Craig, is quite an emotive topic. It's a controversial topic. It's one that kind of came out of the blue a week or so ago, and that's the scrapping of replays in the FA Cup from the first round proper. Before we look at the options of the poll, what are your views on that?
Well, I think it's short-sighted, really, by the FA in the respect that, obviously, I think what they're doing, they're catering, as we know, for the bigger clubs and their European commitments, and that obviously reduce the number of games, i.e. replays, because of their commitments, not only at league level, but obviously cup and European competition. Amazingly, from what I can gather and what I've read, I don't think that the EFL clubs were consulted, and even more so, those within the semi-professional or amateur game were consulted either. And I have seen letters written to the FA, which obviously have been posted by clubs on social media, which, you know, state the reasons why, and obviously their discontent at that decision and having not been consulted in the process. Obviously, you know, for a small club, even a smaller league club, or indeed a semi-professional club, national league, or below, they talk about the romance of the FA Cup, don't they? And one of the romantic aspects, I guess, is to draw a team above you in the football pyramid. You know, and a classic example of that would be, you know, perhaps a non-league club drawing a Premier League club at home in the third round proper, potentially holding that Premier League club to a draw, and then, you know, having the replay then back at the Premier League ground with all that has to offer in occasion, because, you know, this seems to be a financially driven decision, but I think what they forget to realise that this is potentially a once in a lifetime opportunity or occasion for a non-league club or a lower league club even to play at a huge stadium or play at a Premier League ground and play against one of the giants in the game. So not only is it would it be financially rewarding for that more junior club. But actually, it's about the occasion. It's about making memories as well. And I don't think that particularly has been taken into consideration. And, you know, if you look at Newport County, for example, playing League Two, they've had some fantastic cup games of recent years. This season, obviously, against Manchester United, previously against Manchester City, Leicester City, Middlesbrough. And when I was there on the staff, for a short period, we played Leeds United at home, beat them at home, which then got us a draw against Tottenham Hotspur. We were 1-0 up against Tottenham Hotspur until about the 83rd minute, I think, at home, full capacity crowd as you expect. Harry Kane popped up unmarked at the far post, scored an equaliser, and then so we went to Wembley then for the replay. Because obviously that's where Tottenham were using while their stadium was being built. So a fantastic, fantastic night out for the Newport County fans, to play Tottenham at Wembley, albeit in a fifth round game. But again, making memories for those fans, and obviously financially, Newport would have benefited as well. So yeah, I just think it's short-sighted by the FA. I can understand if I'm a manager of one of the top six, top eight clubs potentially in the Premier League, I can understand it, but I don't think that they've covered themselves in glory in this decision.
No, and like you said earlier, the lack of transparency and communication of it was just made it even poorer. I mean, generally, the kind of cynical side of me kind of thinks that when communication's poor, it's because they know that the decision's not a popular one, and they want sort of as less flack as they can get. I mean, you're talking to a fan of a football club who is only in existence because of an FA Cup replay back in 2008 Luton would have gone bust had they not drawn at home to Liverpool and got a replay at Anfield, and the gate receipts kept them going long enough for the administrator to appoint the current owners that we've got now. I don't need to explain the fact that the rest is history because of where we are. But my greatest moments as a Luton fan have been in many FA Cup ties, whether first games or replays. You know, as a non-league team, Luton were the first ones to beat a Premier League team when they won at Norwich. And, you know, we held Liverpool, we went to Anfield, we lost 5-0 at Anfield. That's a feeling I'm kind of getting used to this season, actually, Craig. And and we're here to sort of tell the tale kind of thing. So, yeah, I'm very much an advocate of replays. I understand that there's a scheduling issue, you know, with European football being extended next season, more games in the Champions League in particular. But, you know, this is for people to work out. These people are in charge of the game to make decisions that benefit everyone and not sort of 6, 8, call it 10 clubs, because there's a couple of other clubs that are outside the big six that might be in Europe next season. And yeah, everyone needs to be at the very least consulted and taken into consideration. So the poll in question here is, are you in favour of the new FA Cup format where all replays have been scrapped? Simple yes, no, or undecided. And I think it's fair to say, Craig, we're both on the no for that one.
Yes, indeed, yeah. I mean, you know, the FA, the English FA, you know, have their mantra of FA being football for all, but I'm not sure if they've considered all in this particular decision.
No, I would agree. I think there's going to be a lot more to come from this. Governments are starting to get involved. I saw during the Football Governance Bill debate on Tuesday that pretty much every MP that had their say brought up FA Cup replays. So I don't think we're done and dusted with this decision yet. Something's going to happen with regards to that. The second poll that we'd like to look of, it's actually just recently concluded, but it's relevant this week, Craig, is should the offside rule be changed? Now, this is talking more about the VAR side of things, I think, rather than the offside rule itself. Obviously, if you're offside, you are offside. But how far offside is offside? I mean, Coventry fans will, well, they'll just wish that Victor Torp cut his toenails, wouldn't they, ahead of, or had smaller boots ahead of the Cup semi-final on Sunday, had he have done, then they would have been getting ready for an FA Cup final at the end of the season. Where are you with offsides? We're in this situation now where the very minute sort of offsides that no linesman can possibly call, you know, the ones where we're talking toenails or very fractions in a fast-paced game are getting pulled up. But sort of when you're coaching, you're not coaching to keep someone offside by a toenail, are you? You would coach to keep someone comfortably offside and not put the kind of doubt of the linesman into play. So when they're having to draw these lines, should we just go with the original decision? Where it just seems that these lines are too inconsistent. People are still drawing them at the end of the day. That changes next season, of course, when we have semi-automated offsides, which has finally been voted in this country. But is there something with the offside rule that you could see it being changed? The poll options were no changes needed, any part of the body being level is onside, or just take it off of VAR and just let the assistant referees decide.
Well, again, you know, the offside law obviously states that if you're level, if the attacker is level with the defender, then the attacker is deemed onside. And I think what we've got to remember here, when we talk about changing the offside law, it's only the Premier League. And has in England that has VAR, has VAR, you know. So if we're talking about changing the whole law, then it's going to affect football across the country from grassroots right through to the Premier League. So that's the first thing to know, of course, is that if we're changing the law, we're not changing the law for VAR's sake. We're changing it for the benefit of football, hopefully. Secondly, you know, as an ex-striker, you know, you try and get whatever advantage you can and you try and time your run and you coach players to time their runs to arrive onto the ball at the last possible moment So obviously then the defender can't engage or drop off or even indeed catch you offside. So, you know, the timing of the run is essential from a coach and a playing perspective. And of course, it all changed, you know, because back in the day, anybody, any of that forward line were offside behind the last defender would have been flagged for offside. Now, obviously, if you're attacking on the right-hand side, for example, and the ball is being played into your right winger, then, you know, teams now and coaches now coach their centre forward to be offside because they're not in that active zone. Okay, so if the centre forward is offside, 10 yards offside, okay, he's got a 10-yard head start then on potentially on his nearest defender if the defensive line is stepped up to try and catch the right winger offside. The right winger then receives the ball onside, drives past the left-sided defender, okay, and of course now the centre forward who was offside initially is now potentially non-offside, but he's 10 yards ahead of the last defender. So if you're clever, you can coach players to be offside initially, providing they're inactive. So, you know, the whole offside law now is very much aimed, or should be aimed, at the attacking team. And I think that's why this law was brought in, about active areas and active zones and active periods of play. But of course, you know, if we are now going down to toenails, as you mentioned, and quite eloquently put, if we're now looking at toenail offside, well, first of all, if you remember, VAR was brought in to decide on clear and obvious errors. Well, as you said, if you can show me a linesman who's got the eyes of an eagle who can differentiate between a toenail being offside or not, then, you know, I'll be very surprised. And secondly, of course, it only applies to the top 20 clubs in the country anyway. So I'm in favour, I think, of the law as it stands. You know, if you level you're on, and maybe it could be that, you know, that if any part of your body, you know, maybe that be your trailing foot. So the rest of your body is in front of the defender, but your trailing foot is level with the defender. You know, you could bring that in. I'm quite happy as it is at the moment, quite frankly, whereby if you're level with the defender and your furthest forward part of the body is level, then you're onside. If any part of your body is, you know, behind the defender, if you like, then you're offside. I mean, you know, if it's not broken, don't change it. But of course, it has to apply to every level of the game, not just catering for VAR.
Yeah, I'm exactly there. It looks like VAR are looking for reasons to cancel goals, and it should be the other way around. And that's where America, we've spoken about America's sport elsewhere this week. That's where America really do it great. Their entertainment is all in line with scoring, regardless of what the sport is. If it's in NFL, it's all about protecting the key players and making sure that there's the high scoring games. Over here, it looks like we're trying to cancel goals out. Me personally, if you have to draw lines on the screen to differentiate whether a guy's offside or onside, then you stick with the original decision from the linesman. If it's clear, if you bring up one replay, the very first replay, we're talking clear and obvious here, don't forget. If you bring up the very first replay and the guy is clearly offside, for example, if the Merseyside derby on Wednesday night, Dominic Calvert-Lewin, when he went down for the penalty, as soon as you brought that replay up, he was clearly offside. Didn't take 2 seconds to determine that he was offside. And then we move on with the game. If you have to stand there for 5 minutes drawing the lines and putting all these protractors in place and all of this nonsense, that's not football, that's science. And we don't need that. So for me, I would not get rid of VAR, but I would make it go to its sort of what it was actually brought in for, and only clear and obvious offsides, clearly obvious offsides, get overturned. If we're talking shirts, toenails, anything like that, then just leave it be. And if my team scores one of those 1 week, they're going to concede one of those the next week. That's just how football is. But let's stop nitpicking, and we go to games to see goals. We don't go to games to see people standing there for 5 minutes while we find out if someone's toenail's in the wrong place or not. So for me, Craig, I'm very much of keep it as it is, but make it clear and obvious and nothing else.
Yeah, I fully understand that. But then again, I suppose, you know, playing devil's advocate and looking at the alternative argument is, well, we brought technology into the game. And if you look at cricket, if you look at tennis, you know, with Hawkeye, etc., then, you know, that's been brought in to bring in the absolute detail, you know. So I suppose the question is, do we want technology? We don't want technology, because if we're going to rely on technology to make those decisions, then we have to stand by those decisions, whether it be a toenail or otherwise. And it'll be interesting when it goes, semi-autonomous next year with VAR, what decisions that brings up. So I think if we're going to bring in VAR and we're going to bring in science, as you call it, and technology particularly, then if we are going to bring it in and we're going to use it at the highest level, at that level, we have to respect it and we have to go with that decision, whether it be a toenail or otherwise. If it's not, and I'm thinking championship and below, then obviously, you know, that's immaterial anyway, because, you know, I've seen some offside decisions given and not given in the championship this year, both ways, because of human judgment.
Yep. Like I say, very interesting. As we're increasing the technology next season, and hopefully that helps a little bit. So that's two polls on the Director's Box app. There are many, many others. So if you haven't already downloaded it, download the app and get stuck in. The polls are all about your opinion and giving fans a voice in the beautiful game.